God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just sing hallelujah, of course. Let's just sing that. I tell you what I want you to do is just get up some chairs. Let's come up. We'll just do our little semicircle tonight. Is that all right? Come on up. Amen. Crystal, if you just hallelujah, of course, you can find it first if you want to. Somebody say thank God. We'll just do it like this. Make it real easy on you. No reason to be so far out. That way I get to see your face. Amen. Only saved people come to church on Wednesday night. Yeah, that's good. And we'll just pull this one out a little bit more. We'll just take this. Let me take this section out just a little bit. There we go. Isn't that nice? Isn't that better? We're not afraid of semicircles. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't you stand and sing that? Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within is blessed.
El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. And we believe that as we study and as we wait on your presence, as we seek your face, that you will perfect those things which concerns us. And Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the people that are surrounded about us. We thank you for Anna's ministry to our brother there, that's stuck in a wheelchair temporarily, in Jesus' name. We thank you that his heart cries out to you and you hear. And when you hear, you heal. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for bringing people out of many waters into a perfected place. God, we thank you right now in advance that you're going to give a supernatural favor in every way. Father God, thank you, Lord, for giving Gloria favor with that job situation in the name of Jesus. We pray there be no sorrow added with that blessing in Jesus' name. We pray over every co-worker that's to work there, that she be blessed, that she bring sunshine in the midst of darkness, that she be joy. Father God, to those that are in that hospital or institution where she would be working, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you care about Mary and Will in this situation, in this trial that they're going through right now, in the name of Jesus, that they won't be lacking any good thing that you have for them. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray that, oh Lord, that you would protect their finances, even in a time when not much looks like it's coming in. Father God, you make it come in, Father God, from the north, south, the east, and the west. Father God, every day that she goes without employ, I pray that you would bring it back to her a hundredfold. In Jesus' name, that you would restore what the cankerworm has eaten away. In Jesus' name. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that as we give you our heart, we give you our soul, we give you our mind, we focus on you, Father God. Therefore, you focus on us. Whatever you look at, oh God, whatever you look at, oh God, it turns blessed, it turns green. So cause them to turn green, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cause me to turn green in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. Why don't you sit down just for a short bit? Come on out of there quickly, y'all. Y'all got to walk fast. Can't be cute. Got to walk fast. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. How many are glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Sister Kathy's got a broken arm, so we're going to do her a favor and not proceed with God's generals. Isn't that nice? And so I said, what are you going to do? We've done stuff for you, too. We've held stuff. Hey, bad. Hallelujah. Everybody look at each other and say, you almost look good, better than I do. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, nobody knows Jesus like me. Hey, Mom, I love you, precious. Somebody, everybody give Mom a hand. Give Mom a hand. Give her a hand. Give her a hand. Somebody say, we're so glad you're here tonight, Mom. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. They got it right there. They can. Hallelujah. God is a good God sometime. He keeps getting better all the time. How many of you know that God can do great and wonderful things if you just listen? Amen. I was just rejoicing with one of my friends tonight, just looking at all that God has done. I mean, just looking at all that God's done, you know, and when we said that God was going to do some things, he actually did what he said he was going to do. Amen. We could start a second row over here. It might be easier, brother, just to go right there. Okay. How can I get out if y'all get crazy? Amen. Don't block me in. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me an escape out of here. I want to get through that door, you know, in case they get weird, you know. There's an extra door that way, you know. Don't block my fast exit. Amen. So I say, when it gets weird, you're on your own. Amen. No, it's not going to get weird. But if you listen to God and you do what the Lord tells you to do, amen, you do what the Bible tells you to do, you'll end up blessed and better for it. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to go through some scriptures with you, and I want you to tell me to, Pastor, hold up. It's say 8:30, it's time to go. So at 8:25, at 8:20, we got to take an offering. Amen. We're going to take an offering tonight at 8:25. So at 8:25, somebody say, it's offering time, and everybody get real excited about it. What time is 8:25?
Offering time.
All right, so as soon as it's offering time, y'all start to rejoice. Amen.
Woo-hoo!
As soon as offering time goes around, amen, you just get happy about it. Amen. And glory to God. It's good to be in the house of God tonight. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm just going to be going over some scriptures with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just to bless you just a bit before we go into our next bar, I just want to give you some encouraging words. Is that all right? I just want to take up 25 minutes and just, everybody got your Bible with you?
Amen.
If you don't take notes in church, I'm going to show to you why do we have to take notes in church. Amen. Because it pays off. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We're going to go through the entire book of Proverbs and maybe some of the Psalms. Okay? We're going to go through the entire book of Proverbs and some of the songs in area of finance. Amen? In the area of finance and blessing and prosperity. Amen? So I say, God's way pays. Amen? So you might not get this. You got to have so much of this. Before it can start to happen in the natural, you got to get this word on the inside of you spiritually. And when you get the word of God on the inside of you in abundance, guess what? Whatever you hear in abundance will start to manifest in abundance. Somebody say, amen? So if someone says, it's not working for me, look at them and say, you haven't heard it enough. And if you're not doing it, look at somebody and say, you haven't heard it enough. So don't get upset with yourself when you're not doing something. It just means you need to hear it a little bit more. You hear it long enough. You hear these things long enough. It'll catch on. Amen. Yeah. There are some slow starters. I mean, I heard some of this stuff 20 years ago, you know, and I, you know, heard it, could understand it, and couldn't conceive it, but it wasn't in me in abundance. Amen. But there will come a time in your life when the word will just, I mean, for some strange reason, it just starts to germinate. And it starts to manifest. There is a manifestation period to the word of God. So a lot of times you're hearing things. And when you first hear it, you're catching it on one level. You're catching it on one level and in one dimension. Then after a season of hearing and hearing over and over and over again on the same topic, a revelation is going to pop in your spirit. You're going to catch a rhema. Somebody say, praise God. So a lot of times when you hear me ministering right here, sometimes it's just straight rhema, sometimes it's locust, but you need a rhema word from God. Somebody say the spoken word of God. Hallelujah. To let things get better. So I'm going to just speak some things in your heart tonight. Is that all right? And I will always stay within our debar. I will not go outside our debar. And the only reason why I have released to share these things, because there's one word that's big in my spirit tonight. Amen. It goes along with, wasn't Sunday night's teaching neat? I enjoyed Sunday night. How many of you are practicing some of those things? Well, there's one word that really pumps in my spirit, and that's the root. That's really what God's screaming. And within this word, we get prosperity. Everybody say diligence.
Diligence.
Say it one more time. Diligence. I want you to slap somebody on the back of their head and say, get diligent. Oh, you can. Now, if you don't slap them, I'm going to slap them. Amen. You don't want me to slap them. You don't want me to slap them. Amen. Amen. But just poke them on the side and say, diligence.
Diligence.
Speak it into their heart again. Diligence.
Diligence.
Glory to God.
Diligence.
Diligence. It's where the blessing of God is. The blessing of God is in consistent, everybody say consistent,
consistent.
Diligence.
Diligence.
Praise God. You're going to have to hold on to some things. See, we expect things to go overnight. Everything cheap can be made quickly. Pop-Tarts, I mean, is a fast meal. You can put Pop-Tarts in the toaster and it's done. Amen. But you eat them Pop-Tarts long enough, your teeth are going to start to rot out. Amen?
Amen.
You know, and we got some little, we have a little truck that comes around our neighborhood. It's the Swanson's truck. And he comes around, and this guy, oh, Lord. He comes just at the right hour, you know, when you're thinking, what am I going to cook? And there's nothing to cook. And so he knocks on the door with that little book. You know, the little book said, give me the book. And so you go down the list and say, where's the breakfast food? And you get the breakfast food, you know, that comes in a little plastic sack. You don't know what it is. It's all frozen. You won't know what it is until it melts down, you know. Then you get it in. It's quick. Quick things are usually cheap. And even when God does a quick thing, I want you to realize it's not really quick, because he really spoke that thing before the foundations of the world. And you got to realize that even though you're grabbing hold of it, it looks like you got it overnight. No, you were believing for some things a long time ago. So say, nothing good comes quick. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, just go ahead and go. Somebody say praise God. Now we do. We let her get on with it. Amen. Because she had something that God gave her. Amen. Praise the Lord. But those editors are gonna slap me. Amen. That's good, because that's right in line with what we're talking about, the spirit of Elijah and diligence, and that's really the message that we were talking on Sunday night. But diligence. Somebody say diligence again.
Diligence.
Now, let's go right here. First, in First Proverbs chapter 1, in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. There are a lot of people, you know, over the last week, things have happened in the world and happened around the country. They've got a lot of people, amen, afraid and ready to lose their mind. You can tell the ones that are ready to lose their mind are the ones that haven't heard anything.
Amen.
If you're not hearing the word of God, you're going to hear the word of the devil, amen. And so they're acting crazy. Don't listen to people that don't listen to God. Don't listen to anybody that doesn't listen to God, amen. But I said, but whosoever shall hearken unto me shall dwell. Somebody say dwell. Didn't say visit safely. Didn't say take a visit to safety. Didn't say take a vacation to safety. Amen. It says dwelling place is safe. Those that constantly are listening to God and trying to get into God, they will dwell safely. I want you to realize one thing about prosperity. It's not a prosperity until you're dwelling in it. Amen. Until anybody can get a 10, you know, a lucky break sometime, you know. We don't believe in luck, but everybody can get $100 here and there, $50 here and there. Something goes wrong, you find some extra money. Anybody can get that. That's a nice little blessing. Isn't this little tricks here and there? Even dogs find bones every now and then. But just because a dog can find a bone and different things can happen momentarily, that's not prosperity. Prosperity has to do with dwelling. Somebody say dwelling. And staying there. That's God's intention. You don't want just a quick fix, a quick blessing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want God to get you to a place that you can rest and remain in. Amen. Somebody say, dwell there. They shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That is what God's, that is the foundation. Amen. That's the foundation to prosperity right there. We're going to go on. Is that all right? We're just going to go through the whole book and we'll get there, and I'll try to speed up for you. If we don't get through the whole book, you'll be in trouble. Amen. Now listen, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 20. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep paths of the righteous. The upright shall dwell. Somebody say dwell. In the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. How many want to remain there? I had a friend that was just showing me some great things that God had done for him, but prosperity means remaining there.
Amen.
How do you remain on a good day? Amen. How do you remain after one blessing after the other? We tell people the best time to get blessed is right after you've been blessed.
Amen.
So say, keep it rolling.
Keep it rolling.
People used to say, hey, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. Swing it again. Amen.
Amen.
The best time to be blessed is right after you get blessed. And many people think, I've just been blessed. Time to go to the end of the line.
No.
Somebody say, stay there. The best time to get blessed is right after you've been blessed. So it's remaining. Amen. When you find out that something good happens, your faith is exalted, you're excited. Well, that attitude and that mentality, amen, will cause other good things to happen. Somebody say, remaining in the place of blessing. You had a good month, speak to your heart and say, I'm going to remain here. I'm not going to get down. Amen. It's no such thing as turns. Okay, we're so used to soup lines and all this other stuff where you get there, they give you your slop, and then you go to the end of the line. It's not that way with God. Amen. You can get up to the front thing. You can get up to abundance and stay there. Amen. Yeah. Somebody say, no more back to the line.
No more back.
So they shall, listen, but the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect, somebody say perfect, remain there. Well, God wants you to dwell there. Amen. But the perfect, you got to be perfect in order to remain in abundance and to remain in a good land. And somebody said, well, what is perfect? Somebody say, useful. Word perfect means ready for use. And a lot of people are not perfected in God. You know, they might say, well, I don't do this, I don't do that. Well, that's not the perfect that it's basically talking about. When it's talking about this perfect, it's talking about God has use for you. And there's a reason. Somebody say, amen. Fully equipped and fully ready to be used of God. Somebody say, the perfect. Ready for use. That means that the person that gets up there to the top of the ladder after God's blessed them, amen, the upright shall dwell in the land and the perfect shall remain there. Well, those that are ready for use, those that are usable, amen, that don't get up just into abundance for their own self, amen, God can use them to do some things, and they use that abundance, they use that prosperity as a ministry, amen. Though that's how you remain. Somebody say, remain there. You have purpose to your prosperity. Those that find out that prosperity comes with purpose, they're able to remain there, and it won't just go away overnight. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's getting good in this place tonight. We're going to learn some things. Amen. So say, the perfect shall remain there. And I found that out even in this ministry. This ministry is a prosperous place. You're sitting in prosperity, whether you realize it or not. Those are some soft chairs, some nice carpet. It all came by faith, and it's going to get much better than that. Amen. You're getting good word. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a nice place. Amen. But even this nice place, I like that, Mom. She said, this is the best. She's been around and tried it. Amen. And we've sent out search people there, and we've heard it again and again. We've been everywhere. It might not have 1,000 people, but there's no place like home. Amen. No place like home. Well, I've even noticed even in a good place like this, no matter how good it is, people can come in here and have a good 6 months, have a good 7 months, then they're gone. Why? They can't remain there. They can't dwell there. Well, the reason why people are not able to remain in a ministry, no matter how good they think they are, no matter how good everything is because of, somebody say, perfect shall remain. Well, perfect means ready for use, people. People that God are using don't leave. Amen. Because the enemy will test you, and he'll tempt you, and there'll be several reasons. There'll be several reasons. Some say, well, I ain't got no reason to be there. I won't show up for church next week. What difference does it make whether I'm there or not? Amen. And there have been many times where you can make decisions based on the flesh, but when you say, hey, somebody needs me. Amen. I've got a ministry. I'm ready for you. Somebody say, God is using me in that place. I got to get beyond what I need and what somebody else needs. The perfect shall remain. Those that are ready to be used shall remain. Somebody say, glory to God. Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with prosperity. After you come into prosperity, you got to remember the perfect shall remain in prosperity. That means those that have been trained to hear the Holy Ghost and obey in that arena and in that action. Amen. People that get into fear, they think, well, it'll all go away. No, you got to learn how to stay there. You're not prosperous if you're just sitting on a bunch of money and can't do anything with it. So they say, amen. That's not prosperity. Prosperity is that you're just sitting on a bunch of money, can't do anything with it. It means you sow that stuff out and you're still there.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory.
Means that money goes away and you're still living in that same income bracket. Amen. That the favor of God's still there. You're still eating. Amen. But somebody say it doesn't go under. And you don't go under. Your quality of life doesn't go on. Somebody say remaining there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remaining there. Not stepping back one moment, not going back one bit. We had to make up our mind in our ministry. You know, money comes and goes, whether you realize it or not. Money comes and goes, amen. But when you make up your mind, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Just because the money goes doesn't mean you have to, amen. Somebody say, I'm going to remain right where I am, money or not. Amen, I'm going to stay right here. That's enough. Somebody say, planted like a tree by the rivers of water, I shall not be moved. God's using me here. Somebody say amen. I'm going to remain there. Hallelujah. So say remaining and standing strong. Hallelujah. And we're just getting into, I know I'm not going to get finished all of this. Amen. Hallelujah. Bell just figured out, she said, this man running his mouth, there's no way we're going to get through this whole book. I will still stop on my appointed time. So I say, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Go to 3:3. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around thy neck and write them upon the tablets of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and men. Well, listen, if you want to be blessed and you want to be prosperous, you cannot let mercy and truth forsake you. Mercy and truth, they're going to work with you. You can't reap mercy unless you show mercy. Amen. You can't reap truth unless you sow truth. Somebody say amen. Many times people let mercy and truth forsake them, or mercy, they let mercy and truth forsake them by mercy's telling them to move in compassion. It doesn't mean just get everything that somebody's trying to give you. That's not what that means. Don't let mercy let you down. No, people forsake mercy and truth where God's flow of compassion is going out of you. Amen. And you don't respond to what God's telling you to do. Amen. Mercy's coming. Mercy says, send me out so I can come back. But I can't do anything for you until you send me out. Send me out and I'll come back. Send me out and I'll come back. Truth says, send me out. I'll come back. But so many people just want to forsake it and they don't listen to it. Many times before God will bless you, he will find a way for it to go out of you and then come back. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. When you need mercy, God will give you an opportunity to lay hands on somebody else. When you're sick, you pray for somebody else that's sick. Amen. It'll go out. Somebody say mercy. Mercy. See, listen, if it was enough to handle it right there, it would have done it. Mercy said, send me out and I'll go get a friend and come back. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't have enough. Rita used to say something. Listen, if it doesn't meet the need, then it's seed. Amen. What does that mean? If it doesn't meet the need, it's seen. Well, she says, send it out. Well, send it out and bring it back with its friends. Somebody say, glory to God. Amen. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Amen. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. And many people let mercy forsake them because they don't depend and they don't believe and they don't trust in mercy. We said something on Sunday morning that we should be kind and generous to one another. Nation Church should be a place where we just bless one another for no reason at all. Somebody say, amen. You just find a reason. You ever get in the mood, you know, and I couldn't tell you to do it if I didn't do it myself. But when mercy knocks on my door, I don't care what it is, I'm gonna flow in it, amen. I mean, if it means pulling a chandelier out the ceiling, I'll flow in it, amen. That's how you don't let mercy and truth forsake you. That's, you see, because you reap what you sow. And that's the beginning of it, amen. If you want to double up on your mercy, send it out. Amen. If you want to double up on your mercy, send it out. You want to double up on grace, send it out. When spirits and things go out, they come back seven times strong. If the devil's kingdom does that, don't you think the kingdom of God does it? Oh, you're not listening to me tonight. You're not listening to me tonight. Why do you think it'd give you a sevenfold blessing, a tenfold blessing, a hundredfold blessing? You send down a devil, you cast the devil out, the devil goes out and he comes back and finds that place not clean or whatever it is and ready. What? It brings back some more powerful than itself. Well, if the devil has the ability to do that, amen, he's got limited resource, amen. Don't you think God's kingdom does the same thing? They haven't learned anything new. Anything you send out one way comes back 10 ways. Come on. You reap what you sow. So that's how you let not mercy and truth forsake you. When mercy's trying to get out of you, mercy's trying to say, hey, look, I need some help in here. Send me out. I'll be back. Amen. Glory to God. We've been saying that over our offering and confessing over that thing. Somebody say, I'll be back. Glory to God. Send it out. It's like pigeons. They know where you live. They'll come back again. Amen. They're obedient. Amen. They like it there. Amen. If you send them out and they go out and they come back again, they love coming back. But if you got them trapped up in you forever, amen, they can't wait to take a break. They're going to take a little bit longer while they're gone. Amen. But if they're used to having freedom, amen, and they're used to flowing, they come back quickly because they know they're able to be released quickly. Amen. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Amen. And how do you not let mercy and truth forsake you? Every time God's knocking at the door of your heart, flow with it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Now, here's another one. I'm just reading the green. Somebody say, reading the green. All right. Now, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Somebody say, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits. Somebody say first fruits. Of all thine increase. Somebody say, of all thine increase. Did it say paycheck? Did it say paycheck? Yeah, well, it's a part of increase, but somebody say increase. Whatever comes in, somebody say increase. Increase. If it increased you, honor God with it. Amen. Somebody say all. That's why it says all thine increase. Somebody say glory to God.
Amen.
I'll get off of this. I'm not going to get on tithing tonight. Amen. Honor the Lord. Somebody say honor him. With all thine, with the, somebody say first fruits. See, we mess up that thing. People mess up the tithe. They think the tithe is just 10% of their income. You're missing it. You won't be blessed thinking that way. It's not IRS. It's not IRS. People think God's sticking them up for 10%. You know how they do it. I'll save it all up, and, you know, as long as it's his 10%, we'll give it to him. You know, you get whatever. Somebody say first fruits. You won't be blessed in tithing until you realize that it's, somebody say first fruits. Priority. Write that word down. And I'm going to get off of priority. It's about what you think about. Amen. Somebody say first fruits. It means the first thing that springs up from seed sown. First thing that springs up from seed sown. First thing that springs up from seed sown. You go to the grocery store, amen, from seed sown, that comes back to you, and you start eating on that food, amen. People say, oh, you're getting crazy. Somebody say, first fruits. Honor God. Tithing is more than just paying the church bills, supporting the pastor, and doing all those other things. It's a principle of honor. Somebody say, amen. So, somebody say, so shall thine barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
When you're living that way, it'll turn around for you. Somebody say, praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now listen. Also, I want you to realize this. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. Oh, no, go to 27. We want to get it all. These are just little principles and little things that we can do. How many need some increase in your life? Amen. You need some increase. It says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. I'm going to say praise the Lord. When it is in thy power, when it's in the power of thine hand to do it. What? Let's read that again. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. We found out that resources and finances are nothing but authority. And authority is power. Amen. Glory to God. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I'll give it when thou hast it by thee. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, when you have authority in your hand, do what's right. Now also we want to realize, like, listen. The froward in verse 32 is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. If you're not looking to walk in God's path and God's light and according to his debar in his season, amen, guess what? You're an abomination to the Lord. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Everybody wants to be blessed and do everything they want to do and expect God to bless them. Wickedness means my own way. I'm in my own mindset, and it's like that, and that's the way it is. And Christians can be that way. That's just me, amen? Well, you live in that way, you wonder why you're cursed and can't get blessed. The Bible just makes it real that, yes, the curse, no matter how much you pray, amen, no matter what you do, you keep walking in stubbornness and rebellion, amen, guess what? You receive a curse. So say, a curse is walking in wickedness. Glory to God. But he blesses. What does he bless? See, that's what we want people to learn. What does he bless? The habitation. Somebody say the habitation. See, what you got to realize, it's where you dwell that makes all the difference. He blesses certain mindsets. He blesses certain dwelling places. Amen. He curses dwelling places. Amen. Amen. And he blesses certain places. Amen. But the place that the upright, that the just dwell in, that's why we say dwelling. Somebody say dwelling places. The number one thing about prosperity, you got to realize a dwelling place, amen, that he will bless the dwelling place of the just. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Yeah. So say, God is going to bless my dwelling place. Now think about your dwelling place and whether you want to ask God to bless it or not. What is on your mind 24/7? Amen. What are you dwelling on? What are you meditating on? Do you want God to bless that? Listen. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32. This is good teaching. I got 5 minutes and I wanted to get to the good stuff. Now therefore, hearken unto me, O children. Somebody say, listen. For blessed, somebody say, blessed are those that keep. And that word keep can be also like that are diligent. Amen. That keep my ways. Now we read out that wickedness is a curse, but when you keep the way of God, when you keep the path of God, somebody say, blessed. Stay on track. People think that they're blessed by the labor of their hands. Well, God does bless certain labor of their hand as long as you're on the path. So I'm saying you got to be in the path of God, in the will of God for that miracle to take place. And there's a miracle of abundance.
Amen.
And I've seen people think it's just a job. It's just a job. I'll get that one-time job. I'll get in church and I'll hang in church. And we see people, yep, and they move out. They get that good job. Amen. And they say, hey, somebody say that one-time blessing. That one-time blessing, they get it, and they, you know, and instead of them turning into people that are usable, amen, and perfected, they get the money, amen. They still got the job, but they are not able to dwell in prosperity because they're not keeping his way. Stay in the way of God. Stay in the way of God. You can still have the same paycheck every week and God's blessing will not be on it. It's not going to go anywhere. You find yourself going 7 steps back instead of forward.
Yeah, amen.
Stay in the path and stay in the plan of God and be blessed.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's what you got to really, people got to circle that. Don't let God bless you and you go changing everything after you got blessed.
Amen.
You broke and having to pray for every meal, pray for every meal you get. Then all of a sudden you can't stay out of church. Amen. As soon as you can afford an extra candy bar, we see you once a week. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Keep it up.
Keep it up.
Blessed are they that keep my way. Somebody say, now you got to learn how to remain there.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Somebody say, glory to God. Watching daily. So see, people that hear God and watch daily, amen, you got to get in prayer, put your ear to the Spirit of God daily. It's real easy when you go to Nation Church. That means you only got to do it by yourself on Saturday, Monday, and Thursday. The only days you got to worry about. We got you Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. You'll be all right those days. Amen. So we got half your week taken care of. Amen. Hallelujah. We got half your week taken care of. You got to worry about the other stuff. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I believe the hard day, by the time you're ready to pop off, Tuesday's the hardest day for Nations Church people. Because you've been out of church 2 days, and by that time you're ready to pop. Amen. Amen. Wednesday night, Thursday, you're still dwelling on Wednesday night, and Friday night roll along. Woo, hallelujah. Friday night, you're in church. Saturday's just going to be just good. You know, right around 11 o'clock, it starts to wear out. Amen. Thank God you go to bed. Amen. Then you get up Sunday morning, start all over. Amen?
Amen.
So say, Tuesday's the pusher. How many of you realize that? How many days we got to go to church? That's a long day. And people think, y'all are always in church. And we're looking, when can we get back?
Amen.
And people think it's a curse and it's a chore to go to church. Glory to God. It's heaven.
Amen.
It's a good thing. We can't wait to get there. Somebody said, one of my friends said, somebody asked him, why do y'all go? You don't have to go to church that much. Why do y'all have to go to church that much? I don't understand why y'all need to be in church that much. Always in church, always in church. You don't have to go to church that much. And they never thought to ask him, why do you have a problem with going to church? If I don't have a problem with going to church, why do you have a problem with going to church? You've never been to church. You've been to a building but never been to church, yes.
That's right. Yeah. It's better. Hallelujah. How are you going to go to heaven? Somebody say glory to God.
Amen.
It's not a problem going to church, and they get mad. They get mad because they can't go to church. Amen. They get mad because they can't go to church, mad at you because you're going to church and glad about it.
Yeah.
Amen. People mad because you enjoy church. Amen. They get upset because you enjoy church. Amen. Well, what do you want me to do? Watch TV? I don't want to watch TV. I'm not forced to go to church. I want to be there. Can you believe that? I enjoy worshiping God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'd be there every night. That's why I work, so I can go to church.
Yes.
Somebody say. Ooh. Hallelujah. And guess what? I'm dead. It's 7:26. It's 8:26. It's time. It's 8:30. Y'all were supposed to tell me. That's all you get. Well, that's all you get. Huh? Do y'all want 10 more minutes? All right, we'll give you 10. We'll just give you 10 more minutes. Is that all right? 10 more minutes. Who's going to stop me? 8:45. Whosoever findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 35. Verse 10. Chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 2. This is a funny one. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing. Somebody say, profits nothing. You can have all the money in the world, amen, in treasure, and won't be able to get anything. Everywhere you go, somebody say, it'll be eaten just as fast as it comes in, as fast as it goes out, amen, when you're not living for God. So it doesn't matter how much treasure you got, it's not going to profit you anything. It's not going to be able to bring you joy. Wicked people can't enjoy money. Blessed people can. Give me $20. I'll enjoy that $20. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. I see somebody else got $20,000 and don't know what to do. Don't know what to do. Amen. They don't. Every week they're constantly trying to buy something to bring them happiness, to bring them joy. Amen. Somebody say, I can enjoy my money. Amen. But the riches of wickedness, those that are wicked, the riches of wickedness, it doesn't profit them anything. They're not able to do anything with it. Amen. Can't get anything done with it. Amen. Some say it's going to avail to nothing. But righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of who?
The righteous.
To famine. But he cast away, somebody say he cast away, the substance of the wicked. I'm going to let you know something straight. You got to learn what wickedness is. Wickedness are people that are not walking in the will of God. Wickedness is anybody that's not walking in the will of God. We're expecting it's supposed to be the street corner lady, prostitute. Yeah, that's wickedness. Amen. But that's what we're thinking, that it's the person that does not, they don't go to church. They don't know all. We're just thinking all the evil people that we know. Wickedness is anyone that's outside of the will of God. Crooked, perverted path. Amen. You say, well, tomorrow I'll get my stuff together. No, you're wicked today. God's knocking at your door to get you to do something, get you to become something. You don't want to do it, and you keep telling him no. Say, oh, I'll put it off. Amen. Well, what path are you going to go? He doesn't have two paths. It's not the price is right. Choose what door you want, and whatever door you choose is the door that's right with God. Somebody say, narrow is the gate. Amen. You know, God gives you one option. Amen. He suggests something, and that's his option. He knows exactly what's right. His suggestion is his option. Amen. And we choose not to take his suggestion. Guess what? That will ultimately lead to wickedness. That's why we got to learn how to hear God. Somebody say amen. And people don't want, somebody say, you better get with God. Get with the will of God. You'll go broke. God's going to start chasing your money away because it belongs to him. Somebody say, prosperity loves the path of God. And when they say, listen, he chases away the substance of the wicked, basically because that substance wants to stay on the path. The substance wants to stay on the path. When you delete off the path, it's like a magnet pull. Substance wants to stay on the path of God. It wants to stay on assignment. It wants to stay in the will. Somebody say, praise God. You're not going to be able to take God's blessing and God's abundance and squander it in the world. Amen. You got to stay in the will of God. You got to stay in the plan of God for it to work out for you. Listen, he becometh poor. Somebody say, a way to get poor. That dealeth, somebody say, that deals with a slack, somebody say, slack hand. Everybody write that down. Somebody say, slack hand. Slacker. You go to do something, you just do it real slack. I mean, slack hand to respond to anything, amen. Somebody say, good for nothing. Amen. If your hands are slack, you can forget it. You'll be poor. Amen. You can watch how people do things. Think about how you do dishes. Amen. How you do the temporal things. You can look at people. Amen. And you notice people that deal slack. I mean, they always be broke. Always be broke. They don't know what they want to do, how they want to do it. Do what you got to do and do it with, amen, with firmness and stability and with the spirit of excellence. Amen. Amen. You go broke. Amen. Doing things slack. Glory to God. So everybody talk to your hands and say, do it. Right. But the hand of the who? But the hand of who? Those that go to church. Those, listen, you need to go to church. You need to be diligent about church attendance. But diligent people, the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Somebody say that. I'm right there in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. The hand of the diligent, somebody say praise God, makes rich. Not those that get up one week and just say, hey, I did it all last week. You can forget the day. This is my day. I need to take a break. Somebody say amen. Well, you're throwing away your riches. Amen. The hand of the diligent, the hand of the person that just keeps going. It'll get rich. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. We want to take all the breaks. You know, we want just a break. Sometimes it's nice to rest up, amen. But if there's an inspiration in your heart to do something, amen, you hear the call of God, you must respond immediately, amen. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son. Oh, glory to God. But he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Now, this is harvest time. This is harvest time, and some people want to sleep on through it. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to hear anything. They just want to sleep on through it as if it's going to go away. Amen? Blessings are upon the head of the just. Somebody say glory to God. Now listen. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 16. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. Now go to 22. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth, somebody say addeth, no sorrow with it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Now Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. Here's a scripture for you right now in this season. You can go right on back to 11 verse 4. Riches profit not in a day of wrath. Look at the stock market. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 4. Proverbs chapter 11. We're going to take you to 16. Amen. But listen, Proverbs chapter 11 verse 4. Write this down. Riches profit not in a day of wrath. Because you don't know how bad wrath can get. Amen. People looking at the stock market. I'm rich. Things are going so great. Amen. Amen. 15 minutes later. Somebody say 15 minutes. 15 minutes. All that stuff. Amen. All those riches. Amen. All that stuff. Everything all together. Somebody say, switch just like that. Riches profit nothing in a day of wrath. Stormy day comes. You let something happen. Amen. If a poor man and a rich man were both on the Titanic, some of them got away on a boat, but majority of them, it didn't make a difference. If the boat was sinking, they were both going down. Amen. Riches profit nothing in a day of wrath. Amen. Hallelujah. But the righteous, somebody say the righteous, are delivered from death. There were many righteous people in the towers that were able to get out of that place. One woman, I heard her testimony, she heard God speak, and God said, get out. Get out of this place. God told her, get out of this place. He said, no, go on back up to your desk. They're saying, anybody, go back to work. And because it didn't hit their building. And she said she just heard the Lord say over and over again, you better leave now, forget this job, don't worry about it, get out of here. And she heard God and took a couple of her friends and they left. Amen. See, righteousness, knowing God, delivered from death. And there are a lot of people going to be turned over to death in days like that because they don't know God. And I'm not just talking about knowing who he is. You can't hear God. You better have a relationship with God so when he whispers, you hear his voice. Amen. Some people, you know, they didn't have time to put somebody on the TV and prophesy to them on TV. The building get ready to crash. Building get ready to crash. Amen. Those that heard his whisper, amen, that were able to feel his impulse, amen, were able to be delivered from death. It's the same thing for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Righteousness, having a relationship with God, a relationship with God, knowing who God is and walking with the Spirit of God, letting God know you, who you are, what kind of character you are, it will deliver you from death. Amen. Glory to God. Righteousness is a big thing. And righteousness is not, see, we're getting a good concept of righteousness. Somebody say, my relationship will deliver me from death when riches runs. Now listen, our city is about to be exalted. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. So say, bless the upright, and the city will be lifted up. In the direct opposite, it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. People that are off the plane, see, ooh, glory to God. See, this is a deep revelation right here. You can learn this about church growth and church things. Amen. Hallelujah. We're doing what God wants us to do. And there are many other ministries and people that are doing what God wants to do. But I know for a fact we're doing what God wants to do. Amen. And as we're blessed, guess what? The city will be blessed. Right. Period, point blank. As we're blessed, the city will be blessed. Amen. I get blessed, you're going to be blessed. Period. Amen. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. Amen. But it is overthrown. Somebody say overthrown. By the what? Mouth of the wicked. See, and that's the same thing for this. As soon as Nation Church gets where God wants it to be, amen, this whole city will be exalted. We get 1,000 people up here in Nation Church getting blessed, the whole city, amen. The whole city will be exalted because the word of God will go forth in this city, amen. It will make a difference, amen. But it's overthrown, amen. You can't build a large church. You can't build a large ministry. You can't build anything, amen. You can't. It's hard to have a ministry when people run their mouth. And notice it's the mouth of the wicked, those that are off the plan. They're out of the vision. They're out of the will of God. They don't want to do anything. They want to do their own thing, amen, and they run their mouth. Well, they don't understand. They overthrow the city. Somebody say, overthrow the city. You want to exalt the city, amen, bless the upright. Amen, you want to overthrow the city, you see the city overthrown, overthrown to the devil. Amen, the mouth of the wicked overthrow the city. I've seen it time and time again, people run their mouth. Amen, people running their mouth. Some say, shut up, so we can be blessed. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. That's why you had to move certain people. You had to pray certain people out of town. Amen. I'm serious. Don't don't have enough to get them out of your church. Amen. Hey, man, sometimes you got to pray people out of town. Somebody say, glory to God. No, I didn't pray you out of town. were you running your mouth? No, I'm joking. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
We've seen it again. We've seen it. We've seen it right here. You pray. Some say, we pray. They'll move. Some say, pray them out. Don't pray against them. Don't pray. You know, don't pray against them, but you pray. Somebody say, there'll be a transfer someplace. Even if it takes a shutdown compact. Amen. Hallelujah. One way or the other. Somebody say, they'll be gone. Not just out of the church. See, we got to learn how to pray. We got to learn how to really pray. Yeah. It's not just the church. Glory to God. We're trying to take the city. You'll see him again. Glory to God. When God deals with you, I don't want to see you here. I don't want to see you in the mall. Amen. We're ready to over. Somebody say, the mouth of the wicked overthrow the city. So throw the wicked mouth out. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, praise God. And see, we got to learn to have strong authority, and people got to learn to pray. We got to learn to pray, saints. Come on, somebody say, pray. When you find a mountain, somebody say, move in Jesus' name. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. Move. Move. Somebody say, glory to God. And some of them move. There's some strange ways how people move. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, moving, keep them wheels rolling, rolling, rolling. Amen. Somebody say, thanks. Somebody say, I'm packing them up. Hallelujah. Somebody say, this town ain't big enough for both of us. Amen. One of us got to go, and God told me to stay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I've seen people leave quick, too. Here today, gone tomorrow. Amen. Where'd they go? You ain't even seen them. Amen. Praise God. And see, we got to increase our faith. See, we've seen it around here. We pray, and then we just don't see them in church. Amen. Well, we got to get greater faith than that. Amen. Amen. We got to let people think it was an alien abduction or something. Amen. Somebody say, somebody say, glory to God. Oh, we're running our mouth tonight, but it's still good. Listen, here's another scripture to let you know you're right. Amen. I'm going to get here. We've got to get there. Amen. 14. Where no counsel is, the people do what? But in the multitude of what? And that's my last name. That's my last name. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. She says, why are you going to encourage this man? Advisors make victory sure. Isn't that great? Somebody say, glory to God. I like my name better. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Proverbs chapter 11. No, you don't need my mother down here. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 16. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men. Somebody say, strong men. And also women. Strong. Somebody say, strong. Men retain riches. Strong in the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Strong in God. Yes, ma'am. Mine says, strong men retain riches. Wow. Which translation do you have? We have to study it in the other thing. Well, they probably dismissed translation in one of them. Glory to God. I'm with the King James. I'm King James. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 24. There is that scattereth.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody say, scatters it.
Scatter.
Somebody say, spread it out. And yet increases. And there is that which withholdeth more. Somebody say, more than is meat. You know what's meat. Everybody look at somebody in the face and say, you know what's meat. You know what's right. Don't you lie. Don't even get there. Amen. Somebody say, you know what's right. Oh, y'all not doing this tonight. I got 2 minutes. I'm going to use it wisely. Amen. Amen. There is that which withholdeth. It didn't say more. It says withholdeth that more than is meat. More. Somebody say more than what is necessary. What is more. Some say more than what is necessary or fitting. That has to do with tipping at restaurants. I got my little card. I'm making sure I get the minimum, but I want to go over. Somebody say amen. Somebody say more than what is meat. What is absolutely necessary or expected. Glory to God. I'm going to do my tithe and stop right there. To the penny. And if they get paid, and you know, somebody say glory to God, right to the nickel, right to the penny, right to the dime. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, well, glory to God. But it tended to poverty. Somebody say the liberal. Somebody say liberal. Everybody say the liberal soul. Shall be made fat. Let me tell you what, if you're always trying to hold back, amen, if you're pinching a penny, you will always be broke. Period. If you're holding on to that purse, glory to God, that purse will always be empty. And I've seen it again and again. You're always worried about, somebody say, hold on to, you squeezing that penny to where you won't let it go. It won't be able to get out and come back again. It's got to get out so it can come back again. Ain't no money going to come to your money that's trapped in your purse. That money's telling everybody else, get away, you'll never get out again. Don't come here. I've been here, amen. I've been here. It's prison. So how many of you got your resources and your abundance in prison? Amen. It can only be pried out of your hand when the light bill's due. Amen. You wouldn't let it go even for the light bill if you weren't afraid to go to jail or be in the dark. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. I mean, if you weren't afraid to be homeless, you wouldn't even give it to the house note. Amen. So say consequence givers. Squeezing on that penny, afraid to let it go. Hallelujah. Same thing with mercy and truth with finance and blood and resources. Amen. Somebody say praise God. This is good teaching tonight. The liberal soul shall be made fat. And he that watereth, somebody say watereth, shall be watered also himself. Glory to God. Now go to 27. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. But he that seeketh mischief, somebody say mischief, it shall come unto him. Somebody say it's coming. It's coming. You always in a mess, I'm going to guarantee you it's going to hit the fan and come right back at you. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen, you got to get this visual image in your head. Listen, you throw stuff, amen. You throw mess, amen. It will hit the fan and come right back at you. Amen. So you don't have to get that crude. It's the truth. I see lots of stinky people today because they were throwing mess. Somebody say, it will come. You seek mischief, you will be in a bunch of mischief that you won't get out of it. Amen. Notice it says mischief. It's the chief of missing it. Amen. I mean, somebody say, I mean, they can't hear God if they're guaranteed to miss the best of God. Amen. Somebody, they're the chief ones. Amen. Somebody say mischief means, I mean, they're chief. They got a leader. Amen. Amen. They want to miss God. They want to miss the best of life. They want to miss the best for God. And they elect themselves as chief. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. This is good teaching tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mischief shall come upon them. You better stop being mischievous. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. He that trusts in riches shall fall, but the righteous soul shall flourish as a branch. You got to get into righteousness more. And righteousness has got to be, we got so many translations, I don't want to hear another one. Amen. Hallelujah. The righteous, somebody say righteousness is prosperity. Say it one more time. Righteousness is prosperity. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, but the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. Behold, the righteous shall be what? Where?
In the earth.
Everybody, now, somebody say, read that again. Behold, somebody say, look. The righteous, those that have relationship with God, shall be recompensed, not in heaven only, amen, but in the earth. Somebody say, much more. Say, much more. Didn't say the rich, it said the righteous. It did not say the rich, it said the righteous. Amen. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth much more than the wicked, those that are missing it off the plan of life, and the sinner. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. I will do more. Somebody say, those that have relationship with God, amen, will do better than those that don't. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Somebody say, glory to God in this place tonight. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Where did we leave off, Sister Judith, dear? Which passage? Hallelujah. Huh? At 12. We're at verse 12, so remind me of that. Somebody, why don't you stand up and bless God right where you are? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Stand up right where you are. How many are ready? How many did you learn something tonight? Some say diligence prospers. Say it again. Diligence prospers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Withhold not good from whom it is due also. Give, somebody say, more than what is meat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say, I will be obedient to God in all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God all the time, and he's doing good things in your lives.
Amen.
And the best is yet to come. We get to have church on. Y'all, can y'all stay saved tomorrow? Can y'all stay saved just one day? Amen. We can. Amen. We can make it. Amen. But we get to have church on Friday night again. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Man, that dress is pretty. Did you get a job too? Huh? It's pretty. Amen. Somebody's sewing clothes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of you are practicing giving? How many of you are practicing giving? Tomorrow I want you to do something. I want you to find something and give it away to somebody. Ask the Holy Ghost. Say, Holy Ghost, give me something to give away. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. And what you give away, the same shall be recompensed back to you again. Amen. If you go looking for the junk, glory to God, and you say, hey, they want us to give away something, I better go through them boxes in the back closet. Amen. Somewhere there's an angel going through the junk to find you a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatsoever, whatsoever good a man doeth, the same shall be recompensed of him. And you got to realize this, that it's the mindset. When you sow and when you give, the first thing you do is you pray and ask the Holy Ghost as to what you should do. And your attitude to that obedience, amen, is the level of where God will meet you back at. Do you understand? You know, you get out there and you don't even think about it. You don't even think about this thing or whatever it is. You don't even pray about it. You don't take it lightly. You won't be taken lightly in that area.
Amen.
Amen. But when you pray about that thing, you consider about that thing, you get into it, God will do the same way.
Amen.
One thing God told me, he said, listen, and I got to get it back because I have not been obedient in every case. But God said, listen, you never let an offering plate pass you by. I won't pass you by when blessings are going by.
Amen.
And that doesn't mean you have to have, that doesn't mean you have to have money in every offering. You just got to be open. That's why we even say, you know, say, hey, look, he didn't have a seed. We don't have any resource. Ask somebody. Write a note or do something. Amen. Someone say, yeah. Someone say, yeah, just God give seed to the sower. So that seed will come back. He'll give it to you. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And how many of you found that out? Every time blessings were coming, you got a little piece of it. Hold that offering up high in the air. You're going to talk to it. Now you're going to understand when we say that thing, you talk to your ears and say, I've seen you before. I'm going to see you again. I'm letting you out of your prison. I'm loosing you. I'm no longer your warden. I'm your steward. I'm your travel agent. I send you out first class. And you come back again. You like me. Because you're free to go wherever God wants you to go. I see you now. I guarantee you, I'll see you again. Now go back and bring some of your buddies back. Bring them back. Some say they find it swept and clean. They come back again. Believe it. Some said, I'm not going to let mercy nor truth forsake me. So compassionately and with a joyful heart, amen, I sow this seed. Every nickel, every dime, every quarter, every penny, I'm praying over it right now. Amen. You increase and you do the will of God. Amen. In Jesus' name. And say, I expect to have a blessing. I expect to see manifestation right now in the name of Jesus. I expect something good to happen now. Right now, I receive it. Oh, there's blessing in the air right now. There's blessing in the air right now. There's blessing in the air. Say, I receive something good right now. Just get in the spirit right now. Say, you can meet that need right now. Say, release, release, release in Jesus' name. Release in Jesus' name. Say, thank God for obedience. Thank God for obedience. Say, I'm living in righteousness, not just in riches. My riches are the result of my righteousness. When riches go, righteousness will still be there. My lifestyle will not change. It will only increase. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he added absolutely no sorrow with it. I seek God with all of my heart. That's why I'm here tonight. That's why I was here last week. That's why I was here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Friday night. I'm seeking after God. God is not a man that he should lie. So I expect to be blessed right now. Glory to God. Somebody bless the Lord in this place tonight. Everything's going to be all right. You will not give way. You will not give out. You will not go under. You will go over. God is protecting your heart. God is restoring your mind. And there's a blessing on the way. There's a blessing on the way. There's a blessing over your head. Keep your mind straight. Keep your heart right. Keep your mouth shut unless it's singing praise. And you'll have a miracle. You'll have a manifestation. You'll have blessing. I'm turning it around right now. Blessings are moving even right now. I've instructed people to go your way and sow into you. I've told people some things. I've already spoken to their heart. And as you're obedient to me, they'll be obedient to me. Reap obedience. Ha, 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 ha. Sow obedience, reap obedience. Sow obedience, reap obedience. Sow reap obedience. And it will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better and better and better. But you'll learn to trust in God all the days of your life. You will not give in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nor will you run out. Nor will you run out. Nor will you run out. Nor will you run out like the widow that supplied the prophet. You will not run out. You will not run out. Righteousness, relationship with the man of God, which was God's figure in that hour and in that day. Amen. Sustain her that she never ran out. You're richer than you think. Hallelujah. You're richer than you think. 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 think. Hallelujah. Richer than you think. Behold, the Bible says, behold. That means that you'll be able to see it. Glory to God. That's just not a spiritual thing. It wouldn't say behold unless it's going to manifest. That the righteous, amen, will be increased more than the wicked and the sinner. Somebody say, I expect to have to do better and to overcome stronger than those that are missing it. And it'll be a witness. Watch me. Glory to God. And that's what that scripture means. It means watch me. Glory to God. Watch me. Watch me. Everything's going to be okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just go on and sow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesse, you need seed? You got seed? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Anybody else need seed? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What you sow out is the right. It's coming back on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.